trying to get that for you.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Any further questions? I'll entertain a motion for the acceptance of the unaudited actual financial report.
So moved.
Second.
Any further questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving on with 5.4, adopt the GAN appropriation limit for the 2022 and 2023 fiscal year.
So basically the GAN limit was called Proposition 4 in 1979, and it limits what we spend our money on. And so every year we have to do a resolution that we meet that. And so every year we bring it forward to you right after unaudited actuals to say that we do meet the GAN limit.
All those in favor?
I'll make a motion that we approve 5.4.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any questions? So carried.
We got to do a vote.
We have to vote now.
We have to do a vote.
All in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Sorry. Those opposed? So carried. Sorry. 5.5, adopt resolution for the 2022-2023-03 for petition for the 2022 and 2023 school year for the teachers listed to teach outside the credentialed area.
Okay, so this comes up every year, and typically, as you know, there were some teachers that were on there forever, but they're not on there anymore. We run into, with Bear River's flex schedule and elective schedule, we sometimes run into issues. For example, Annie Anderson is teaching an art class, but she doesn't have an art credential. So we have to petition for them to teach outside their credential area. All of these except for two, there's six of them here, all of them are elective classes. The two others are special ed, and one of them has his multiple subject and his class, but he's still working on his special ed credential. The other has a 30-day sub permit, but she's taught forever with the county in the SDC program. So that's what I'm bringing forward to you for approval, that they can teach outside their credential program for those specific assignments.
And how many questions?
How long do we think it's going to be before Scott can get his credential for teaching RSP? He just started. Okay, it's usually about 2 years.
And for Natalie?
We don't have to.
And for Natalie, do we know how long till?
No, I don't know how long it'll take her, but Natalie's been doing this job under the county for years and years.
I know. Just wonder how long until
I don't
has know. Her papers.
We'll have to ask her. Where she is in the program.
Any further questions?
The other four will, if they continue to teach those classes, they'll always be on here, because we're not going to make somebody go back to school to get an art credential and then have them the next year not teach an art. So it may not be the same names, but it's going to be typically, we do not have a credential art teacher. So.
Are they all flex classes, the art classes?
No, they say flex next to them if they're flex. I don't know. Okay. Ann can actually speak to, is Ann the regular?
Is, an elective and a flex.
And what about Shelley? Full class of art?
And
so
Ann
two
is
are
elective.
And Ann has one elective.
And one flex. Okay.
I'd like to hear a motion.
I move we approve 5.5A.
I'll second it.
Been moved and seconded. Any questions? Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
Who voted no?
You sound like two.
Yeah, not
voted. for employees.
All right, so every year we update the employee status, so they sometimes come in as a temporary employee, sometimes a temporary for a long time, sometimes they come in as probationary. So this time of the year, we move them from where they were to where they should be. So this list is those that were probe twos last year moved to permanent status, those that were probe ones last year moved to probe two status, and those, well, we have one that was temporary last year only because she only worked part of the year, so she moved to a probe one status because you have to put it up for the year. So these, we have three that moved from probationary to permanent, we have six that moved from probe one to probe two, and one that moved from temporary to probe one, and we still have one new hire that will be temporary all year as a backfill for the shared contract.
Are there any questions? I'd like to entertain a motion for 5.6 status changes for the employees.
So moved.
Second.
We're moved and seconded. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to 5.7, approve the local indicators report.
So each year we have to bring forward local indicators for the California dashboard that currently isn't working, but we have to do a local indicators report, bring it to you for approval, and then turn it into the state of California. It's part of the whole LCAP situation. So there's five state priorities on the dashboard, and this report shows you how we meet all of those priorities.
Are there any questions? Can I have a motion on 5.7, the local indicators report?
So moved.
Second.
We move and second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving on to 5.8, approve the sunshine for CSEA.
So this is the district sunshine for CSEA. So for those of you in the audience that don't know what that means, the district sun, you have to sunshine what you plan to negotiate with unions, not with non-represented employees, but with unions. So we have three unions in our district. We have WES, which is the secretary's union. We have WESTA, which is the teacher's unit, and we have, or certificated, and we have CSEA, which is a classified unit. So in order for us to be able to sit down, we can actually talk prior to a sunshine, you just can't come to an agreement. Both sides have to sunshine. So the first three here, 5.8, 5.9, and 5.10, are what we're saying we're going to talk about from the district's perspective to those, each of those groups. So the first one is with the classified unit, and we are going to negotiate pay, employee benefits, duration of their contract, classifications, and salary schedules, which goes with pay. And then we reserve the right to open additional articles because they actually have a full book open, which means the way it works is during the years in which they have a contract, you're allowed to open two additional articles on top of pay and employee benefits, but when they're at the end of their bargaining agreement, which classified ended on June 30th, 2022, then every article is open to discuss if you want to, but there's no reason to list them if you don't want to make any changes. So these are the areas that we plan to talk to classified.
Are there any questions? Can I have a motion to approve the sunshine for CSEA?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to 5.9, approve the sunshine for the teachers union, WESTA. Are there any questions?
So on this one, employee benefits, salaries, salary schedule is part of salaries, payment for extra duties, which is part of salaries, and their health, dental, and life insurance. And then, if there's any other articles that we want to open, we can do so. Up to two. Or, you can open more if both sides agree, but up to two.
Those in favor?
I would move we approve 5.9.
I'll second that.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Moving on to 5.10, approve the sunshine from WESS.
So this is the District 2, the secretaries, again, salary benefits are the only things that we're going to talk about with them at this point, unless something comes up between now and then. But those are the two that were sunshine.
Make a motion that we approve 5.10.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to 5.11, approve the sunshine from West to the district.
So this is from the secretary's unit to the district, what they wish to talk about. So they have the same thing, pay, employee benefits, salary schedules, and then they reserve the right to open something that's either mutually agreed upon or there are two items.
Are there any questions? Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to 5.12, which is to approve the sunshine from West of to the district.
So they have employee benefits, salaries, which would be salary schedule as well, payment for extra duties, benefits for active employees, and then they reserve the right to add additional articles as needed until the new agreement is approved.
Any questions? Can I have a motion?
Make a motion we approve 5.12.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? 5.13, approve the UPK plan, which is the Universal Pre-Kindergarten Planning and Implementation Grant Program.
Okay, so I just wanted to call attention before we talk about this one. We have not received a sunshine from classified yet. So, and it has nothing to do with our classified unit. It has everything to do with the state classified unit. So we cannot come to an agreement with classified employees until that happens. And that can't happen until you guys accept it and not until. Doesn't mean that we can't sit down and talk with them, we just can't have an agreement. Okay, the UPK plan. We are required by September 30th to have a UPK plan and implementation grant program. I like how they call it a grant program, it's a mandated program. And so we follow their template to plan on how we're going to implement UPK, which we've been implementing now for a number of years because it's a transitional K. All they're really doing is moving the date. So right now the date was December 2nd, it goes to February 2nd, and then March, and then June over the next four periods. So when it's fully booked out, all four-year-olds will be in a TK program versus a preschool program, basically. The other piece about the UPK plan is that they don't allot for facility growth, and when we start adding that many students to our transitional K program, we're going to find that we're going to need to look at something. I don't know what that something is yet.
Those are not
something kids can be in, unfortunately. But we could look at portables if need be. Right now, we have room at Longstreet. We do not have any room at Leland L, and we have some room at Bear River. But the UPK won't really affect Bear River unless we end up trying to, I'm just throwing this out there, I'm not saying we should do this, but if we had to move the third graders off of Wheatland Hill to get classrooms available for UPK, then they go to Bear River to get the third through eighth grade school. But that's a possibility, but portables are probably more likely. But we just don't know between the growth that Wheatland is potentially going to see and what this does for UPK, what it does for our numbers. It's kind of a wait and see because we don't know who's out there ready to come to school.
We should have left those two portables there at Wheatland now that took up part of the parking lot.
Yeah, that were moved. Yeah.
That we moved to Bear River.
Far away.
Well, so, I mean, there is potential things that you can do. So, for example, with new building, this low-income housing right here would be fairly easy to transport those new students to Lone Tree instead of in town because they have some room. Far West
is
probably $15 million to get that place.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't put it.
I don't see that as a viable option because it was built for the military. And it really, in my opinion, should be torn down. But it's cost too much money to tear it down. So I don't think that's an option for us. But this is the plan that I will submit pending your approval to the state of California. And then, of course, there's other hoops we'll be jumping through with this to make sure that we receive the resources, i.e. funding, to continue to have a TK program.
Are there any further questions on the new TK plan? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. 514, approve the CalShape Ventilation Program grant.
Okay, so if you remember a few months ago, I brought to you CalShape Ventilation Program grant for Lone Tree, and that was in first phase. We were funded for Lone Tree, where we applied for Bear River and Wheatland Elementary, and we'll be funded for those two as well. And so what that basically does is the state sends us money. Bear River is $110,650. And what happens is we hire a company to come in and go through all of the HVAC systems on that site. And they've estimated this is what it will cost. And we received the money in two lump sums from the state, and we're basically a pass-through. We don't get any money. But we get updated HVAC and go through it and make it safer and fix all the problems and all that. So
do we actually get air conditioning units?
No.
So they go through just the system. Didn't we go through thoroughly, but during COVID when we were out, we were one of the schools that updated all that stuff in
yes.
all our sites?
Yeah, we did, but what this will do is brings us up to code standard for outside air coming in, inside air coming out. You know, they change all of those things. They changed it during COVID. So my thought behind it was we're not going to pay anything.
Yeah.
The state's paying for it. We're going to get fixed HVAC. Some units may not take much to fix. Other units, I mean, as some of you know, we were robbing off of one unit to fix another unit because the one unit was in a room that wasn't being used. So we got to stop that kind of thing and get these things up and running. We have been very lucky, honestly, with our HVAC in the rooms over this past week. I expected to have some blowout, and we've been very lucky. We haven't been so lucky with our vehicles. Their air conditioners haven't been working as well, but. Needless to say, this is to make Bear River and Wheatland Elementary part of this ventilation program grant. So in the end, and it'll probably take 24 months to do all three schools, so it's not something that's going to happen right away. In fact, we just received today the first half of the payment for Lone Tree, but they won't even be starting on the work till probably Christmas time. So.
Is
So it's going to take a while, but we have, you have to accept it for me to be able to put in and confirm that we're going to take the money and spend the money.
Do we have any further questions?
But in the end, there will be no cost to the district whatsoever.
No cost to the district, unless they say to us, this unit isn't fixable, do you want to buy a new unit? Then we would incur some costs. Not, those would be costs that we would incur anyways.
Anyway.
Can I entertain a motion for 5.4?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Moving on to 5.15, the troop out-of-state trip for our wonderful, wonderful FFA children at
so
the national conference.
Yeah, we had 11 students qualify for the national FFA conference. We have five of those students are no longer with us. They were eighth graders when they qualified, so they're at the high school. So you're not voting on letting them go because that high school has to do that. We have six students that are currently still at Bear River of the 11, and the three teachers that would travel to Indianapolis like they did last year for the national FFA conference. And it is funded through grant funding, fundraising, and potential, and some self-pay by parents.
The high school kids, do they go with the high school staff, or do they go with our staff?
I think they go with our staff because
they
qualify
with our staff.
Them.
They have one chaperone from the high school that oversees them, but primarily they're with our staff because it's our staff that are prepping them for the competition.
So last year we were represented pretty well from what I understand.
I was thinking six students, three staff, one, you know, a hand for each one, and, you know.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, right there.
No,
and those are all the FFA teachers, I assume?
Yes.
Mr. Jan is showing Mr. Ken.
And Mr. Ken is the one who replaced Mrs. Bisbee.
Mm-hmm.
Any further questions? Can I have a motion on 5.15?
So moved.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? So carried. Are there any board comments?
I just want to say, do you guys have anything special to share? Because all the business part kind of is, you know, we're starting school. Y'all are here. Do you have anything fun and exciting to share with us? Anybody, teachers, anybody? I would love to hear how kids are doing. Something about kids. Okay.
So,
of course you do. Can you shoot an email when your next date is going to be and the time? I'd love to come in and just watch.
Yeah, Halloween, bring it.
All right, I'm there.
That's our minimum date, right?
But you have to drive. dress up, you can't go.
I don't dress up, sorry.
Yeah, because we, last year we did crafts, and then we decorated for Christmas trees, so we could always use the extra set of hands.
Okay. And licking their finger.
So you're doing this with your whole class and one other whole class?
Well, we did on my 8th grade period. The 4th one, I can't do it. My 5th grade, I can't do it because that's the time the littles have lunch.
Right.
So they get kind of the short end of the stick there. But we're working on doing some nice things for staff. I'm not going to say anything else for our staff members sitting here. So kind of like some random acts of kindness.
Nice. Adopt staff.
Well, thank you, Robin, for letting us know that they're, you know, just it's nice to hear the stuff that's...
Thank you. We're rolling along and right into it.
Okay. Any other comments?
And Mr. Guerin, we missed you. We missed Mr. Guerin on our first day walk around, but you know, we understood the we would have sent you Kleenex if we could have, but you know. Thank you for coming again.
Thank you, Danielle.
I'm Christine Simon for those of you that are home.
Thank you. Any further board comments? We're going to go into closed session.